This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Well, joining us in our second half hour on the program today, we are going to talk about a putting tournament to benefit sight and hearing funding through the Wenatchee Valley Lions and the Greater Wenatchee Sunrise Lions Club. So if you don't like to swing the club on the big course, you can get out there and have some fun at the Desert Canyon Putting Course for a great cause. And we'll talk about that tournament coming up a little later on the month here later on in the hour. But delighted to welcome Matt Cadman to the studios, the director of The Elephant Man, a production of Mission Creek Players. Matt, good to see you. How you doing?
Dave, it's great to see you.
Good to have you here. And, of course, a former executive director of the Numerica Performing Arts Center. You were in a production there, I think, this summer. You're about to be there again with The Elephant Man. You just can't get away.
No, I tell you, it's ironic. If I knew I was going to be this busy at the PAC without being paid for it, I would have, you know, had to rethink my retirement.
Well, there you go. There you go. It's good to see you. And The Elephant Man was an incredible film. But as we were visiting out in the lobby there, the production, the stage play is quite a bit different,
right?
In many, many ways, including there's no prosthetics, so it's a very demanding role, particularly of the lead actor as John Merrick.
That's correct. If if everybody out in Radioland has seen the movie way back in 1980, you notice that they did it pretty realistically in black and white, redid the whole thing. But the stage play is so much more radically different because it's all in the sort of the theater imagination, very minimalist set, and the acting really portrays this hideous disfigurement and what he must have gone through. So it's very exciting. It's an actor's dream.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that and demands that it does place on your lead actor. But for those that aren't familiar and never heard of The Elephant Man, tell us about the story that this is about, and maybe what the audience gets out of it, and what we can learn about the life that John Merrick lived. It was a brief one, and
yes,
the nobility that he displayed.
Yes. Well, everyone will be able to relate to this play if you had ever been bullied in your life, or if you've felt self-conscious, or you didn't measure up, then you are going to relate 100% to this play. This is the true life story of a man named Joseph Merrick, who became John Merrick by accident, who lived in the Victorian age in London. And he was born with hideous deformities from head to toe. And his only way of survival in his teenage years was to be part of a freak show circus. But he was rescued from that from a doctor at the London Hospital who studied him and became his friend and mentor. And his name is Frederick Treves. And during this time in the London Hospital, it became very clear that he not only was fully human, very witty, very romantic, very spiritual, strong Christian man, and loved life very much, and begins to actually alter the lives of those around him. So there's a fun sort of topsy-turvy part of the play in terms of don't judge a book by its cover. Unfortunately, he dies from his ailments at the age of 27, and then Frederick Treves wrote a book about him, the doctor, and that's how we come to know about this man's life.
So in that film, they used so many prosthetics to depict these deformities, but in the stage play, and we were visiting out in the lobby, Bradley Cooper did this on stage.
Yes.
The stage production is quite a bit different, very demanding of the actor, and kind of describe a little bit how that transition from where we first see the actor and kind of what happens on stage as the doctor is describing what the maladies are that Joseph or John Merrick is suffering from or is afflicted with.
The first time we actually see the Elephant Man, which is his nickname, he is in a medical lecture where he is being basically touted out by the surgeon, Frederick Treves, in front of an audience of doctors, and he's going over all the maladies that Merrick has been born with from head to toe. And the only thing you see is a picture, or I should say the actor, Matthew Pippen, who is dressed basically in swaddling clothes. He has no shirt on, no pants on, basically a pair of gym shorts. And absolutely no prosthetics. But as the doctor explains what's wrong with him physically, Matthew Pippen will take on these deformities, from a hand that doesn't work, to hip that's out of place, to lips that don't work, to a head that's stilted. And we begin to use the theater of imagination and imagine what it must have been like for this man, although we're staring at a very perfectly healthy human body. But Matthew then will take on those affects throughout the rest of the play. So it's an amazing tour de force to watch. Bradley Cooper just did a revival. David Bowie played Merrick in the 80s. Billy Crudup played him in the 90s. So there are some very powerful actors who've attempted that role.
So Mission Creek Players Production, Kathy Smithson and Terry Sloan are the producers as well. How did you guys decide to take on this particular production? This is a pretty ambitious play, it sounds like.
If any of you are familiar with Mission Creek Players, for years and years and years, they've done, I call it kind of guerrilla theater. They haven't really had one spot. They don't have a rehearsal space. They did a lot of different sorts of plays, and some of them were more melodramatic, you know, vaudeville, lots of reviews. 4 years ago, they made a huge turn, and they decided what Wenatchee really needs in a niche is some serious literary theater. And so beginning with August Osage County, and then Glengarry Glen Ross, and last year Dancing at Lunasa, they have made a real switch in their philosophy. And so I put a pitch in last year to say a labor of love for me, you know, a bucket item for me is to present the Elephant Man. And so through a series of proposals, they accepted that, and that's where we are. So Mission Creek is fully responsible for us being able to do this heavy show.
Now, Glengarry Glen Ross has a lot of profanity in it.
Yes, I was in that show, and my character dropped the F-bomb 27 times in 3 scripted pages.
Wow. How about this play? Is this family friendly?
It is.
At least for younger adults?
Well, I will say, parents, you're free to bring your children, but remind yourselves that it's a very heavy play. But the themes are universal. And probably younger patrons will understand the empathy, will empathize with Joseph Merrick more than even adults because of this notion of being made fun of all of his life and still rising to the occasion, overcoming it, and really, I think, redeeming those around him. There's no swearing, there's no violence, there's no sex. It's just a very heavy little play.
You know, middle schoolers are about the age, I think, where they really start to turn introverted from the bullying. You're a longtime educator as well. What do you think's an appropriate age group to take on this subject matter in this play?
I think, knowing the play as well as I do, that I think even elementary kids, maybe fourth grade, fifth grade, I wouldn't go any younger than that just because you have the sitting through a drama issue. But there is nothing that they haven't seen on TV that is heavier. So this is one of those situations where we hope to draw everyone in from all ages because, like I said, I think it's universal that in the human nature we tend to be defensive and tend to be self-critical and tend to think people are making fun of us. It just seems to be who we are. And especially, as you say, at middle school age, it really hits in. But
yeah.
Whether you're, you know, 10 or 100, these themes are, especially in this time of polarization in our society, I don't think they could be more timely.
Yeah, we're all that way, and as you pointed out, from 10 to 100, you said you put in a pitch to do this one.
Yes.
It was on your bucket list.
Yes.
to do this one. Why this one in particular?
Well, back in 1980, when I was a very young man, Dave, the movie came out, and it blew me away, blew everybody away.
David awesome Lynch, film.
Yeah, everybody won Oscars. It was a major play, movie, but. What wasn't known was the year before, Bernard Pomerantz had written the play. So the play came out as the movie came out, so it was sort of delayed reaction. But it came to the Seattle Rep in 1981. So I saw it at the Rep as a young man, after having seen the movie, thinking, well, this will be a retelling of the, and I, but from the very first moment, was so absolutely blown away by how radically different it was and how powerful it was. You know, when you don't have the prosthetics and you don't have all the makeup and the huge scenery and all that sort of thing, and you're able to focus in on the message and the acting, by the time it was over, I was in tears. And I think if we do it right, that the audience is going to have a lot of emotion. Both, you know, there's going to be some giggles and there's going to be, I think, some very reflective moments and probably some tears.
What kind of insights or tips or a little behind-the-scenes stuff can you tell us from how rehearsals have gone, particularly for your lead actor and having to contort himself, as he must have to do, to play this role?
Well, that was one thing we were very careful about. I cast it back in the spring because many of the actors were busy doing other shows and projects this summer. Hands on a Hard Body, The Tempest, Leavenworth Summer Theater, et cetera. Those are all going on. And we have actors from each one of those shows who are part of this. So when I was able to cast the Elephant Man himself, John Merrick, I made sure that all the actors who were auditioning, I read directly from the script, Dave. And in the prologue of the script, it says, do not cast anyone with any physical ailments or prone to chiropractic or osteopathic or orthopedic issues because, actors have been hospitalized in the past. And I don't say this to be funny because it's very true, but I've never seen that in a script, you know, sort of like in the foreword. So Matthew Pippen, when I cast him in the spring, he was very deeply involved in one of the lead roles in Hard Body. So I said, Matthew, I want you to begin to think about training. I'm not going to see you again for 3 months, but I want you to make sure that your body is flexible enough. And he began to do exercises and yoga. But the truth is, now in the month that we've been in intense rehearsals, he does go home and has a massage every night. And he says he's feeling it.
I can believe it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the show dates and get all the information out about getting tickets. And when does the curtain go up?
Now, everybody out there, pull your car over and get out your pencil. And if you're at home, get out your pencil and pen, because this is the most important part. We open 1 week from tomorrow on Thursday, September 12th. And we only have 4 performances over one long weekend. So it's going to be on Thursday the 12th, Friday the 13th, and 2 shows on Saturday the 14th, a matinee at 2, and the evening shows are at 7:30. The tickets are $25 a piece, and you can call the PAC box office at 663 Arts, or get on their website, numericapac.org. And we've already sold 200. Remember, now this is in a smaller setting, so we're very excited about the turnout. We hope that there's a great turnout, because I think people will walk out of the theater differently than they walked in, Dave.
How many plays have you directed?
Oh, geez, over the years, probably 15, 7 since I moved back to Wenatchee.
Okay, where do you rank this in terms of challenges?
Well, the great part was it's not a musical. Many of the shows I've directed have been musicals, either the high school level or community level. So to be able to focus in on the acting and only 12 actors in a minimalist stage, that took about 90% of my stress away. So the focus on the actual portrayal of these and the deep themes and getting the message across is just, I'll tell you what, that's been a blessing. So it's been the most rewarding in terms of my individual belief about the show, and probably down among the bottom in terms of stress.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful success and sold-out performances.
Yes, thank you.
The Elephant Man. So Senator Brad Hawkins nominated you for one of the Arts Advocacy Awards, and the governor has bestowed that on you for your dedication for making the arts accessible. And so you're going to be picking up one of those awards at the 2019 Governor's Arts and Heritage Awards dinner coming up in November at the Washington Center for the Performing Arts in Olympia. So congratulations for that.
I thank you, Dave. I just still, to hear you say that, still, I'm in a state of disbelief. You know, it must have been a very small pool of candidates this year.
No, seriously, you're very deserving of that for all the work you've done at the PAC and in the performing arts community here for the Wenatchee area. It's a well-deserved honor.
Well,
and
in all seriousness, it's incredibly humbling to think that the work that we did here in the community was has some statewide recognition. But again, I credit Senator Hawkins for being one of the great patrons of the arts here in the Valley. If we did anything right during my tenure at the PAC, it was that we wanted to do some good in the community. And we wanted to transform the theater, which had been typically more of a proscenium theater, into more of a what I called a community center with a nice stage. And so the degree to which we're able to do that, I think, has probably been the reason for Senator Hawkins' nomination.
Well, your successor, Robert Cox, was just here on Friday and
yeah.
very kind words and spoke about the large shoes
well,
that he has to fill to follow in your footsteps.
Well, I think that the transition is going to be smooth. You know, they went a few months without an ED, so, you know, I wish him all the best, and I'm sure he'll take it to the next level. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you being here today, and much success with The Elephant Man, the Mission Creek Players production, September 12th, 13th, and 14th. That's coming up next weekend. Performances at 7:30, but on the 14th is also a 2 p.m. matinee. Again, tickets at 663 Arts, or stop by the box office, or get them online at numericapac.org. Great to have you here, and
Dave,
we need
it's a
to
pleasure
have you
to be
back
here.
Again.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks very much.
All right, good luck with the production. It sounds outstanding.
Thank
when
you.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a great putting tournament coming up at Desert Canyon to benefit Lions Club projects for hearing and sight projects. That's next.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560, KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Okay, everybody everybody knows how to putt the if you ever played miniature golf, you can do this. Not everyone's a golfer and ready to go out there and play 18 holes. That's why the Wenatchee Valley Lions and the Greater Wenatchee Sunrise Lions are putting on a putting for sight and hearing putting tournament at Desert Canyon Putting Course. And we welcome Mrs. Suzanne Myrene and Kathy McGahey to the agenda. And ladies, thanks for being here today. We appreciate this. So a couple of Lions clubs joining forces on this project. And Suzanne, I think it was you who had sent out some information, or at least you were listed as one of the contact.
Yes.
And I got a hold of you, and I had asked, and I think you're a member of the Wenatchee Valley Lions Club, and Kathy, I think you're with the Greater Wenatchee Sunrise Lions Club, right?
Yes.
I got you on the right clubs?
Yes, you did.
Okay, appreciate it. So, coming up on August the 14th, so that's next weekend.
September
14th. Yeah, it says August 14th. That was why we had talked because I think there was some info out that said the date was passed, but it's September the 14th. So and I always thought Lions clubs were kind of focused, pardon the pun there, battling vision issues and collecting old glasses and trying to solve that worldwide. But there's also a focus on hearing concerns as well. So Suzanne, tell us about the event and the Lions clubs getting together for this project.
Sure. Well, the tournament, as you mentioned, is Saturday, September 14th at Desert Canyon Professional Putting Green. It's up by Arondo. And we start registration at 8:30, and then we have what's called a shotgun start, where you don't follow, you know, you don't start at hole one and go through behind somebody. They're located all around the golf course to begin with, so it makes play go really quickly. So, again, registration 8:30. The price of registration is $20. We have a lot of divisions of play that you can sign up for. There's a lot of awards given in each division and cash prizes to the male and female with the lowest overall score. And then we have a raffle where we have lots of great raffle prizes for everyone to buy tickets for.
So, Kathy, how do you get signed up and registered to participate in this, and we'll get it. Are there any slots left at this point?
Yes, you can still go to our website, which if you just Google Greater Wenatchee Sunrise Lions, on the front page we have a link that has a PDF where you can download and print out the registration form, and or you can email sunriselions@hotmail.com, and we'll send you information directly to you.
Okay, so you can still get in.
Yep.
Again, it's coming not this weekend, but the following weekend. Now, want to ask, what are you going to do with the proceeds? How will this benefit vision and hearing programs?
Each of the clubs probably is a little bit different, but one thing we can say is that the majority of funds raised will be used for sight and hearing connections. And, for example, in Wenatchee Valley Lions, some of the things that we support, we do provide eyeglasses, hearing aids, eye exams for low-income people. Mostly these are people actually at the poverty level. And we also donate to agencies that serve the blind and the hearing. And some of those might be, we have a diabetes camp sticks. We support guide dogs for the blind, leader dogs for the blind, dogs for the deaf, and lilac services for the blind here locally in Wenatchee.
Well, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always known of Lions Club being, involved with vision projects, but I didn't know about those that have some hearing deficits as well. I've donated old pairs of glasses before, and I know that there are a couple of optical offices around that would take collections of that. If you want to donate some old eyeglasses, prescription maybe that you're not using anymore, where can you take them and get them to your local Lions Club?
I would just, most people know someone that's involved in Lions, and the easiest way is probably just to donate someone that you know that's already in a Lions Club.
Okay.
And we do have collection boxes around the area. Like, I know there's one at Costco and at other where you go get your glasses.
And do they end up coming back to the Lions Clubs? I'd sure like to know that we could support Sunrise Lions Clubs or Wenatchee Valley Lions and get them out to you. Would that usually happen?
We usually pick them up, and then we donate them back out.
Okay.
To people that need them.
We're talking with Kathy McGahey with the Wenatchee Sunrise Lions Club and Suzanne Myrene with the Wenatchee Valley Lions Club. Suzanne, how long have you been with the Wenatchee Valley Lions?
Since about 1987, but I have been with Lions in one form or another since 1970.
My goodness. You enjoy the world of service clubs?
It's addictive. I started out as a Lady Lions, helping Wenatchee Central Lions, then Lioness, and then when it was ruled that Lions couldn't discriminate based on sex, we became Wenatchee Valley Lions. Our Lioness Club became Wenatchee Valley Lions.
Well, thank you for all the great work your club does, and then, of course, Kathy, we got a chance to work a little bit together with your service club, but puts on the Law Enforcement Awards Banquet. Usually in May, kind of coincides mm-hmm. with the Law Officers Memorial Day, and that's always a great project. We've gone out there and done a little live broadcasting, and this year you asked me to be the MC, and I kind of muddled my way through that, but it was a real honor to do that with your club and honor our law enforcement. So
yeah, being a part of a service club isn't just about raising money. It's about giving back to the community, and that's one of the things that our club does is that law enforcement.
Well, and in this case, helps raise money for vision and hearing projects as well.
Yes.
So, again, we want to remind people that coming up on Saturday, September the 14th, out at Desert Canyon on the professional putting course there. And, again, you don't have to be a pro, but it's a lot of fun. All kinds of, just like a regular golf tournament, all kinds of different divisions. They've got a shotgun start. You can help raise money for the sight and hearing projects of Wenatchee Valley Lions and Greater Wenatchee Sunrise Lions. If you'd like to get signed up, Kathy, I'll have you update again on, you can go to your service club's website.
Yeah, if you just go to Google and just put in Greater Wenatchee Sunrise Lions, we have a website, and we also have a Facebook page. So if you also go to our Facebook page, just type in, search for Greater Wenatchee Sunrise Lions, and then you'll find the information there.
And
if you don't like to go on a computer, You can also call Diane at 509-662-4468, and she can answer your questions.
There you go. Suzanne Myrene with us, Kathy McGahey. So one of the things I was noticing, this is the 24th annual. You've been doing this a while.
Yes, we have.
How many people usually participate?
I would say about 50.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good turnout, it sounds like. So do you usually participate, Suzanne?
Oh, yes.
Okay, how about you, Kathy?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have won 1 year.
You won 1 year, huh? Okay.
My putting down.
You got your putting down. Okay. Do you play regular golf as well?
Yes.
What do I mean by regular golf? Do you golf, I should say?
Yeah, I try to golf.
Okay. How about you, Suzanne?
No.
You just stick to the putting tournaments, right?
Yes, I do.
We do have a lot of children that come out to this event, too.
Okay.
So and we do give away some tickets to the skating rink.
Oh, yes.
At Town Toyota Center. Mm-hmm. To all the kids that show up.
Okay, so let's get some kids signed up for this as well. So, again, support the Lions Club putting this event on, Wenatchee Valley Lions and Greater Wenatchee Sunrise Lions, 24th Annual Putting for Sight and Hearing, Desert Canyon Putting Course on Saturday, September the 14th. Registration is $20, and it all starts at 8:30 a.m. Proceeds help to provide better sight and hearing for low-income individuals in our community. And we'll be back with a few final comments on that just ahead on The Agenda.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
On The Agenda, by the way, tomorrow we will be out at the Chelan County Fair during the noon hour and talking with exhibitors, maybe some 4-H and FFA participants as well. Looking forward to that. And we will also be giving away the book that is the history of Kashmir. So looking forward to that. Come on by, say hello. We've got about a half dozen copies of those to give away. So don't forget, it is Senior Day tomorrow. Those 62 and older get in for free, I think, up until about 4 o'clock. So make the opening day your day at the fair. If you're an honored citizen, 62 and older, you get in for free. Come on by and say hello during the noon hour when we broadcast live on The Agenda. Well, if you'd like to support the sight and hearing programs supported by Wenatchee Valley Lions and Greater Wenatchee Sunrise Lions, their 24th annual Putting for Sight and Hearing Putting Tournament is coming up a week from this Saturday. That'll be on the September 14th up at Desert Canyon Putting Course. Boy, couldn't pick a better location than that. Beautiful spot up there. And it's time to get signed up. We have Suzanne Myrene and Kathy McGahey from the two clubs. Again, Kathy, run down if you'd like to kind of get signed up online. You can go online and get a registration form. How do you do that?
Okay, you can go to our website. Just Google Greater Wenatchee Sunrise Lions, and you'll see the link right there for the registration form. You can also find us on Facebook or email us at sunriselions@hotmail.com.
There you go, sunriselions@hotmail.com. Or if you'd like to, is there someone you can call and get signed up at this point?
If you prefer to call, you could call Diane at 509-662-4468.
And again, 662-4468. You can't do something like this without great sponsors, Suzanne.
No, and we neglected to mention that our entire funding is by the generosity of the Wenatchee community. Both large and small businesses pay $50 to have a sign at one hole. And we also recognize sponsors at the reception desk who give a large sum of money. And so we shout out to all of them, because without them we could not do any of this.
Well, that would be too many to mention. We've run out of time, but are there any sponsorships still available for folks that would like to get involved with this project?
Sure. They could contact that same website and the same phone number that we gave you earlier.
Okay. Well, much success, and because it goes to such a great cause, whether folks of diabetes or any of the other diseases that are affecting vision or hearing. So many ways that the Lions Clubs are helping out. or folks that just simply can't afford to get an eye checkup or afford glasses. There's a lot of different ways that you can help with this, and the Lions Clubs are helping out. So we want to thank Suzanne Myrene and Kathy McGahey for coming to spread the word about this. And good luck for your 24th annual. And, man, I can't believe you've been doing this for so many years, and I hadn't heard about it. So,
yeah. Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
and I just had some cataract surgery. So when I get the other eye done, these are just some readers I've got on right now. But when I get some new glasses, I'll donate my current pair that I don't seem to be needing as much. So I suppose that's good. That's good. Suzanne, Kathy, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Dave.